Vav Amud Beis. We'll begin Vav Amud Aleph, nine lines from the bottom. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rav Chiya Bar Abin. So we're discussing that kivyochol, so to speak, the Rabbein Shalom puts on tefillin. So the question is, what are the parashiyos of the tefillin of the Rabbein Shalom? He puts on tefillin, but it doesn't have the same parashiyos as we have. So, kivyochol, so to speak, what are the parashas of the tefillin? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam connect himself with and connect himself to? We connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say Shema, Vahayim Shema. We connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the tefillin bind our bodies, our hearts, our arms, our bodies, our heads, our machshavos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is he, kivyochol, what is he machaber to? So Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rav Chiya Bar Abin Hanit Tefillin D'Mori Alma Maksiv Behu. What's written in Amar Le Umikamcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz? Who is like Klal Yisrael? So he's connecting himself, Mechamer Tim, with Ava to Klal Yisrael. Frek the Gemara Mishtaba Kutcha Brichu B'Shivchai D'Yisrael. Is he praising himself with the praises of Klal Yisrael? In yes, Tachsiv Es Hashem Hemarat Hayoyim. You praise Hashem today. Tachsiv Hashem Hemircha Hayoyim. And Hashem praises you. Amr Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achaz Bo'Olam. You made me a special praise in this world. Vani Esa Eschem Chativa Achaz Bo'Olam. And I'm going to do for you also a special praise in this world. Atem Asisuni Chativa Achaz Bo'Olam Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you make this special praise, you say Shema Yisrael. Meaning, and you connect yourselves, you're bind yourself up, you get machab yourself over to me. Vani yase chativa achas boilam shenemar mikam chayisrael goyachad ba'aretz. And I praise myself with your praises. Amr le ravach v'rei de rav le ravashi tenech b'chad beso. That's in one bite. Mishar bate ma'ay. What about the other batim? Amr le, have the parashas of me goy gadol, which is such a great nation, umi goy gadol, and which is a great nation, Ashrecha Yisrael, how fortunate you are, Klal Yisrael, or Yenisalakim, has a God ever taken making nisim to do for a people like I do for you, ulasit chayelion, and to make you elion above, greater than all the other nations. Well, that's too many. Right, it's a tefillin, it's corresponding to our tefillin, so there's only four batim. So he answers, Ela mi ki mi goy gadol de damin ladari. Those two parshas are similar to each other. That's pechad besa. That's in one bias. Ashrech Yisrael mi kam chay Yisrael pechad besa. That's another bias. Ayan Yisrael kim pechad besa. Olasit chay el yoyin pechad besa. And that's in the fourth bias. And the Gemara says, Vekula ksiva be'edrei. And they're all written in one bias, and they're in one bias on the tefillin shel yad. So these are all tefillin on one bias on the tefillin shel yad. The Mefarshim asked the question, the Chorus of Dover Pasha, tefillin shel yad is chad besa. But perhaps the answer is that the tefillin of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it corresponds in this way to our tefillin as well. There's a tefillin shel yad, and there's a tefillin shel rosh. There's a tefillin shel rosh, there's a tefillin yad, and they're all in chad besa, meaning the chibur that we have to the Rebbein Shalom, in a similar way, he's mechaber himself, kivyachal, to us. Another memra of Rav Ravin bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak, Amar Ravin bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaRogel of Al Beis HaKnesses, someone who's accustomed to coming to Shuv, Eloi Bo, Yom Echad, and one day he doesn't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashal Bay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, inquires, what's with him, where is he? Why doesn't he come? Shenema, Mi Vachem, Yirei Hashem, who amongst you is a Yirei Hashem? Shemei B'kol Avdei, and he comes to Davin, and Hashem listens to him and listens to his davening. Asher holach hasheich vein noigelot. And now he's going in the darkness. He's not coming to shul, and there's no light for him. But v'im l'dvar mitzvah holach. If the reason he's not here is because he went for a dvar mitzvah, then noigelot. Then it is light for him. But v'im l'dvar arshus holach. But if he went for his own personal needs, then ein noigelot. He doesn't have light. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. My time, why doesn't he have light? He went about his varashus, he went about his businesses, he should have been beitech in Hashem, and he wasn't, therefore, in noigaloi, there's no light for him. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishnah Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'al Beveis HaKnesset, when the Rebbein Shalom comes to the shul, V'lo Yimatza Ba'asar, he does not find the minyan, Miyad Hu Kayis, immediately he gets angry. Miyad Hu Kayis, Shenemar, Madu Abasi Vein Ish, Karasi Vein Aina. Why do I come and there's no one here? I called out and no one answers. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKavei HaMakam LaTfilosa, someone who has a makam kavua, set place for his davening. He davens in a set place. He doesn't daven every day in a different place. He has his makom kavua. The Paiskim point out it doesn't mean the exact same place, but it means within Dalet Amos of the same place. That is a special mila. The Mefarshim give different reasons. One is that he comes with preparedness. He doesn't just walk into shul and daven. He comes to his place. He prepares himself. Pshat shows the chashivas of davening. It's not something that he's haphazard. It's something that shows the importance of it. So someone who is kaveh makom l'tfilosa l'kei Avraham Bezri, the Hashem Avraham Avinu will come to his help. U'kishemeis Omrim Lei, and when he's nifted, they said about him, Ei anav ei chosin, oyvei for the anav and the chosin, mitalmino shel Avraham Avinu, oyvei for the loss of this person who was a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was kaveh makom l'tfilosa, and so too this person is always considered a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Frank, to get more of Avraham Avinu, and all under kaveh makom, he's a talmid of Avraham Avinu. How do we know that Avraham Avinu did the same thing? Avraham Avinu got up early to the place where he stood, to the place where it designated place where he stood. What does it mean? Meaning to the place where he davened. He had a specific place where he davened. Vein amida el tefila shenemar vayamoid Pinchas vayipalo. Pinchas vayamoid, he stood up and he davened. That's a reference to davening. Amar Michal Bam Rav Huna, Yetzmi Basic Kinesis, when a person leaves the shul, Al Yafsiyab Tiyagasa, he should not take big steps. Meaning he should show that he's not rushing out of shul, he's not happy to leave shul, he's kind of reluctantly relieving shul, leaving the shul. Amar Abai Loyam and Alamepek, Abai stresses that's only leaving the shul. Aval Alameal Mitzvah Lemirat, but when he's going to shul, it's a mitzvah to run. Yes, opposite. He should show his enthusiasm. You know, he's stressing the point. That's only leaving. But going, right, leaving, he shows how he's leaving reluctantly. But going, he shows enthusiasm. He runs to shul. Shenema near the Falada says Hashem. We run and everywhere. We chase to go to Hashem. We're roidif to find out, to find Hashem. We go to shul. We run to shul. Initially, I saw that the Talmud, the Rabbanim, they were running to shul and even on Shabbos. I thought this was a chil Shabbos, a disgrace for the Shabbos to be running to running on Shabbos. But came to Shaman Allah of Tanchum Rishu ben Levi. He says, "Loyalim yoratz adam l'dvar halacha v'avilu b'shabbes, that a person should rot l'dvar halacha even on Shabbos." Shenemar acharei Hashem yelcha kari yishag, to go after Shem, and the Shem roars like a lion. So roaring like a lion, you hear a lion roar, you run. So you run. Ana nami rehit, and I began to run also. Amar Rav Zera, agra de pirka riyata. Talking about running, the reward for going to a shir. And sometimes it's the running, meaning Rashi mentions many times people that go to the shir and there's the whole drosha and the pilpul, and they don't follow exactly, but many times the schar is the running, the kavod haTorah that they give, the kavod haTorah itself, that is a gevaldige mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Agra the Kala, Duch, on the Kala by Yontev, before the Yom Tovim, they gave droshas on the Yontev, and a big oidlam came and it was packed and crowded and squashed. Again, many times the actual drosha was not so well understood, but that fact that they're showing this kavod haTorah to push themselves and come in and get squashed and be uncomfortable to give the kavod to the Torah, that itself is a great mitzvah. Amar Rava Agva, the shmeitz is for him. Sometimes where there's a shmeitz and there's a whole discussion back and forth and a pilpul and a masa and matan and the sparring, etc. Sometimes the agra, the shmeitza, the agra of this discussion is the svara that comes out, the thinking deeply into the amkos of the inyan. Omer Papa agra, the ritam yishti kusa, the schar of coming to a beis ha'oval, rachmanos l'shti kusa, to be quiet, meaning to show that the tzara that you're with That you're with the Tsar of the Ovel. And from here we learn out the halacha that the one who's Menachem does not start to speak before that the Ovel does. So the reward for a tanis is giving tzedakah after the tanis, people fast, then to give to food to the ani who doesn't have. The tachlis of a tanis is to bring a person to tshuva, to tzedakah, so the tzedakah that he gives after the tanis, that is the shpitz, the reward for the tanis itself. Amar of Sheshes Agadis Beit Luya. From a hesped, it's causing people to cry. Show them the tzar that they have, that the mes was nifter. That is the biggest schar. Amravashi agad rehelula mili. The schar for a chasana is saying praises about the chasan kala. Amravuna kol mispalach. Rabbi Yisrael Knesset, the rosh of a person davens behind the shul. It's called a rosh. And when we say behind the shul, what it means is that the tzibur, they're facing one direction. And if a person goes behind and he faces the opposite direction, away from where the tzibur is davening, so it shows that he's not davening to the place that he's not accepting to whom they're davening to. He is, so to speak, Rachman Aslam, rejecting that, then he's nikra a rasha. Shenema savi Rishon is halachan. The Rishon go around. The tzibur is davening one direction, and he goes around and turns around and faces the opposite direction. So as we said, that's only if he's davening behind them and not facing the same direction. But if he's facing the same direction that they're facing, so it's only if he's turning around the other way. But if he's facing the same direction, it doesn't show any sign of rejection, so that doesn't apply in this case. There was a certain person who was davening behind the tzibur, behind the shul. He did not face them. Elio passed, and Chazi saw him. He appeared as an Arab merchant. You stand in front of Hashem like you're accepting, like there are two creators, there's two masters. Like you're turning the other way, like there's another master. Shalav Safsar of Akatli took out a sword and he killed him. So the continuation of the pasuk that we just mentioned, Savi Rishoyim, is Krum Zulus Lebnei Adam. What is the meaning of Krum Zulus to people? What does that mean? And the high part, room, the high part of the world, the important things, and the Bnei Adam Mezalzel Behem, and people are Mezalzel, they treat it, they don't treat it with respect. Meaning, like the case that we just had, that this people that Tzibur is facing one direction, and he's mezalzel with it, and he's mezalzel on the opposite direction. So he's mezalzel on things that are so important that Tzibur is facing, and towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beit HaDavin, towards Hashem, and he's mezalzel. Rav Yochanan, he says a different pshat. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, both said, "Kevin shenistar chadam lebriya is when a person has to come on to other people. He's a bedachkus. He's an ani. He's come to other people to support him. Part of mishtana is kikrum. His face changes colors out of embarrassment. His face changes colors like a krum. We'll see what that means in a moment. Shenema krum zulus levnei yodan. My krum ki osar of dimi omar. Oif echad yesh bekar chayam. There is a bird that's found in the cities by the sea. A krum shmoy, and it's called krum. When the sun shines, it changes, it's multicolored, it changes to different colors. Here also, the person, because he's out of embarrassment, that he's dependent on other people, his face changes color out of embarrassment. Rabbi Ami Ravasi Damri Tavayu, Kilo Nidam Mishnei Dinam. This person that we're talking about, that out of embarrassment, he's embarrassed and he has to come out to other people, it's like it's so harsh, the punishment, like he's punished with two punishments. Eshumayim. Shenemar hekafta enishler shenu. You put a person on top of us, and we're dependent on, we're subservient to him. And it says, bonav eshumayim. It's like we pass through fire and water, so it's like it's a double punishment of being coming into passing through the fire and the water. Another member that he said, a person should be very careful in Tfilas HaMincha. And as Marsha explains, and we'll explain this next Kata, this next section in the Gemara, according to the Marsha, Mincha person has to be very careful. A person is working during the daytime, so he can miss the Zman. So he should be Zor b'tfilas Mincha, meaning the question of Zoyer, we're talking about is certainly to daven Mincha. But what we mean to say is, according to the Marsha, is we should be careful to daven as soon as it's appropriate as possible, so that he doesn't miss the Zman. So why do we see that? Elio was answered in Tfilas HaMincha. So one way of learning it, the Gemara is you see how choshev it is that Elio and Navi, his tfilas were answered in Mincha. You see how choshev the tfilah of Mincha is, and therefore you should make sure to daven Mincha and daven with Kavona. But the Gemara says, Shinemar, Vahiba loisa Mincha v'igash Elio, it came with the Mincha time. So this was when Elio and Navi had the test with the Nevi Baal. He wanted to prove to them that Nevi Baal were false, and he wanted to prove, he said, whoever the fire from Shemai will devour their korban, it's a proof that he is the Navi, the righteous, the Navi Hashem. The Nevi Baal were the whole day, all afternoon, and nothing happened. There was no fire. The fire was not consumed. It showed that they were Nevi Yesheker. They were meaningless. Elio and Navi, he came at the time of Mincha, and he down to Hashem, Vayomer, Hashem Aneni, Hashem Aneni, answer me, and fire came down in Hashemayim and consumed his korban. So it says, Vahiba loisam mincha, Vayigash Elio, Vayomer, Hashem Aneni. So what is a double Aneni? Aneni should hear an Eish min Hashemayim. One Aneni is answer me that there should be this great Neis, that fire comes from Hashemayim, consumes the korban, Vaneni Shaloyom, Remaisa Kishafimim. And Aneni, that people shouldn't say it's Kishav, it's magic, and they should acknowledge and be minded that it's a sign from the Ribbono Shel Hashem. So the way Marshal learns is Vahi ba'alois ha-mincha, it says ba'alois ha-mincha at the time of the mincha. Then he daven. The mincha, alois ha-mincha, is a mincha that comes with the Tomit Shel Bein Arabayim, and it says Vahi ba'alois ha-mincha with the bringing of the mincha was done as with the korban, with the Tomid, with that time. And Tosfos mentions, incidentally, that that is why we call the Tfilas HaMincha, even though it corresponds to the Tomid Shel Bein Arabayim, we call it a mincha. So it says, Vayehi ba'alois ha-mincha, immediately at the time, then he daven. So you should daven without delay. Rav Yochanan Amar v'Tfilas HaMarav, you should also be diligent with Marav to daven it right, daven right away. Shenemar, because it says, Tikkun Tfilasi Ketores, that my tefillah should stand like Ketores, like the burning of the guitarist. Tikkun tefillas haketores levenecha masas kapay mincha zar. That should be masas kapay mincha zar. It should be the lifting of my hands like the afternoon of the mincha of the afternoon. So it says tikkun tefillas haketores. Keteres comes right after the Tomid Shel Bein Arabayim. It's the keteres in the Bein Arabayim. And that shows that right after the mincha, as soon as it's appropriate, should daven marav without delay. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, af tefillah shachris, you should also be diligent with shachris, shenemar, Hashem boiker tishma kveli, boiker erach lecho v'atzapa. So it says boiker, and it says boiker twice. The way he learns is double lashon of boiker means immediately you should daven without delay shachris. Anyone who partakes from the suit of a chosan and he doesn't give him simcha, he violates five koilas. He's mezalzal that five koilas that are mentioned about how choshev a simcha's chosan kala is, and he's mezalzal with it. Shenemar kol chosan kol simcha, kol chosan kol kala, kol oimrim hoidu es Hashem tzavakoyis. So as you see, there's five mentions of kolis over here. You see how special it is that the Navi says that there will be the rejoicing sound of the kol chosan, kol chosan, kol sim chosan v'kala. You see how choshev that is, how important that choshev that simcha is. And if he's not mesamcha, he disregards it. He's mezalzel in it. V'mesamcha ma'ischor, and if he does, what is his reward? Amar Yishu ben Levi zaycha l'tayra. He's zaycha to tayra. Shenitam b'chamisha koilas, which is also given chamisha koilas. He's mechabit chamisha koilas. He's zaycha to the thing that's given with chamisha koilas, which is tayra. Shenem ravayhi b'yam ashlishi b'yosav oikevi koilas of rokim v'anon kovir alahar v'kol shayfar. V'ahi kol ha-shayfar v'lakim yinanam b'kol. So it has all these mentions of koil. So, Fragt Gemara, why are you saying there's only five? In Evaxiv, Cholam Remes a Koilas. There's another mention of Koilas as well. More answers. I some Koilas, quite a Matan Torah. However, those Koilas are before Matan Torah, so those are not in reference to the Torah itself. He says it's like as if he's Makiv a Korban Taida. The end of the pasuk, it says that there is that kochos hasam the simcha. It says mevim taida, to bring a taida. So the expression of that's a continuation of the pasuk of sasam chasam v'kala is like bringing a taida. If he is zoyer on these five koilas, it's like he brings a taida. Rav Nachbar Yitzchak Kamar Kilavana Achaz Merchum Zeshulaim. It's like he rebuilt one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Shenemar Ki Ashiv Es Shu Saaretz Ki Rishoyin Amar Hashem. The continuation is of the pasuk, and I will bring back to return those who were in exile. Avshavozul Kavur Rishoyin, meaning rebuilding Yerushalayim as was before.